In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Brothers and sisters, this is now the Sunday after the Nativity of our Lord. And we always commemorate the prophet and King David and Holy Joseph the Betrothed and St. James the Just, the brother of the Lord, on this day. And therefore, there's this reading from St. Matthew, which involves especially Joseph and James, as they were among, you know, part of the family that went and fled to Egypt. And this is the story of where, right after the wise men had come to venerate Christ and worship Him and give their gifts, Herod had expressly told the wise men to come back and tell him where Christ was so that he could ostensibly worship Him, when of course he wanted to kill Him. The wise men were warned in a dream, and so they went back to their home country another way. And Herod, when he knew he had been cheated, went and killed 10,000 holy innocents in the area around Bethlehem, because he wanted to be as sure as possible that he could kill the Christ child. He killed them anywhere from 2 years old and under. And the prophecy was fulfilled where the Rachel was weeping in Ramah for her children because they were not. Now, many times in the Scriptures, especially in the Gospels, teaching is very explicit. The Lord is telling us things. You know, if we do not forgive, we won't be forgiven. There's really no ambiguity there. And it's a very direct teaching. Many teachings like that in the Scriptures. Also, we can see from our Lord's life, His example of how He encountered things, how He dealt with things, how to live. But also sometimes an entire story or even an entire lifetime sort of gives us an example of how we should live. It is fascinating to me that whenever something that is good happens, the devil is not far away. And even with the birth of Christ, terrible things happened shortly after His birth. 10,000 innocents were murdered shortly after His birth. They fled to Egypt to escape a tyrant not long after His birth, really right after His circumcision, probably almost a day after. So within 40 days of His birth, our Lord was fleeing to Egypt. Later on, He came back, of course. All this was arranged by God's providence. But it shows us something that's very important. Sometimes theological and Christological points are very important. But without virtue, you can't understand any of it. See how the Lord dealt with a tyrant. What did He do? He could have had legions of angels go and slay Him and stayed right where He was. But what did He do? He gave way to it. He was humble. He was meek. He fled for His life to Egypt. Of course, later on, Herod, because of the excesses of his life, died at a young age, actually in a terrible way. He was eaten by worms while he was yet alive. There is a condition where you can be so eaten up in your intestines. And he had a putrid pus that was falling out of them. And he was in terrible agony. Also, right before he died, he made sure that just about anybody that was close to him was killed. And then he died in torments. The Lord knew all this would happen. So He fled to Egypt instead of brandishing weapons, and came back later. This is a lesson for us, how we should encounter evil. We see evil all the time. And God will prevail over evil. We have to have patience about it. The Lord was very patient. Now, we're not so patient. We want things to happen more quickly. We want to see more signs that there is success or there's progress. But the Lord is not like that. And sometimes the Lord does not give us much sign of progress or success. But in His own life, there wasn't much sign of progress or success for many years. He was basically in hiding in Nazareth because there were still those that wanted his life. And his ministry had many people that left him. We can see, especially in St. John's Gospel, after he taught about how he was the bread of life which came down from heaven, and how we must eat of his flesh and drink his blood or we have no life in us. Many people who were attached to him, who followed him, they left after this. And of course, when he was arrested, many who would have followed him were crying out, "Crucify him." Plus, of course, there were many who never did believe in him and hated him from the beginning. So our Lord, his life was not, in an earthly way, extremely successful. But he knew that he had planted the seeds in his apostles, that he'd given them the truth, and that he'd enabled them and us to follow the truth. And the truth would prevail. It always will. It always does. I think we should have patience about it. This has been a hard lesson for me to learn. And I'm barely learning it now, after over 50 years, to be patient, to wait on the Lord, to not expect things so quickly. Our Lord's life showed that he didn't expect things quickly. So we should also be the same. And we shouldn't react to evil in a way that our society says to, or that just about any Hollywood movie says to. We react to evil by being victorious over it, by going and getting the bad guys. That's not the way our Lord dealt with them. Our Lord was merciful to everyone. The bad guys will eventually get what they deserve, because they'll cause themselves to fall. We don't need to really work so hard on vengeance. All we need to do is pray. And our Lord wanted everyone to be saved. So even from the cross, he prayed for those who were crucifying him. This is an important lesson. Especially the epistles for the Nativity are incredibly heavily, beautifully theological, with many Christological layers. It's important to talk about those things. And I did just on Nativity. But also it's important to live according to the example that the Lord has given us. Because if you don't live in this way that is patient, this way that does not immediately return evil for evil, then you'll never know God. You'll think you know God, perhaps, but there will never be complete peace in your heart. Because that should be the purpose of your life, you know. You should be pursuing peace in your heart. Of course, peace comes from holiness. And with holiness comes the knowledge of God. Then we have true peace. But we can't have peace if we live in a worldly way. So really, this gospel is a story showing us in essence, how we should live every day of our life. Now, of course, sometimes when there is evil, we must confront it. That doesn't always mean we run away from someone who is evil. But the principle here is we should never have vengeance or anger towards those who are evil. God will show us when we should be more confrontative or when we should wait. But we always must have in our heart that we are quiet and humble and just believe that God does arrange our life. So much of our problems in our life is we really don't believe that. We say we do, but in essence we don't. Because any anxiety you have is because of unbelief. I'm talking about overall life anxiety. You know, if you're out at night and you hear footsteps behind you, that's just an emotional response to the fact that you might be in danger. But that anxiety of life, you know, what will I do next? How will I How will I manage? How can this be? How can I change this? And all that stuff that goes on in our heads. That's because of unbelief. Our Lord was in danger all the time, but He wasn't anxious. So we should be the same. To live without anxiety is to know God and to know that He is reliable. Now we say that, but it has to be lived in order for it to really be in the heart. We all know God is above all things. God can do anything. God can protect us. But there's still doubt in our minds here and there. And that's because we don't live in the way God wants us to live. With humility and meekness and gentleness. And then we will see what God has for us. What His purpose for us is. Because everything we do every day should be fulfilling our Lord's purpose for us. Whether it be great or small, whether it be difficult or easy, painful or pleasant, all these things are within God's providence. Certainly the life of the Son of God was within God's providence. God would not let the little child be killed. But He chose the way that we should choose. To wait on God, to be patient. This is a hard lesson. It's a very difficult lesson because it's not natural to us. It's a lot easier to talk about theology and other such things and history and other such things because they're not so that we can grasp them a little bit better. But real, true humility, that's something that we have not truly experienced. But we can experience it bit by bit. And real humility is to know that without God we can do nothing. With Him we can do everything. And to be unafraid because He's always with us. No matter what our circumstances say. That, I believe, is what this gospel is really teaching us today. Not so much a dogmatic theological lesson, but a life lesson of what you must do, how you must live, if you are to know God. So may God help us just to trust in Him, to believe in His providence, to be meek, and to see Him. Amen.